Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, UK Bills Mafia. This is Christian Wade of your Buffalo Bills. This is the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with your hosts, Matt and Alex. Let's go, Buffalo! Woo!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, Bills News with a UK twist. And would you Adam and Eve it? We've done it. We have beaten the Patriots. We have sweeped the Patriots. The first time the Patriots and Bill Belichick have been swept by an AFC East division rival since 2000 or 2001. One of those. I need to fact check. Matt here as a solo host today as Alex is off celebrating his birthday. So get on Twitter, wish Alex a happy Bill's birthday, and I think he got a very good early birthday present with the win against the Patriots. But seriously, what more can you actually say about that game? I mean, it's one of those games where you think it is going to happen, it will happen, and by God, did it happen, and happen in a way most of us probably thought was actually going to happen. But no one actually imagined it would be that big of a win and that much of a domination of a Patriots team. Yes, you can argue they have no Brady. They had 8 players opt out due to COVID, including Hightower, Patrick Chung, Marcus Cannon. So some really good players that would solidify that team and probably make the game a little bit stronger. But you play what's in front of you, and the Bills destroyed the Patriots 38-9. Now, my God, I don't know how many people have actually had still hungover from that, not just the late night and all that, but let's get into it. I mean, it's a very tough game to analyze. You, as I said, the Patriots fans will make excuses. Yes, we've had this. We have these guys missing. We have Gilmore. He's missing. But at the end of the day, the way this offense is actually has come to the party, since the Arizona game, pretty much means that any team can actually really have a hard time hanging with us. I mean, that's why people are putting us up there as one of the best teams in the league this season, one of the most fun teams, which Adam Schlein actually referred to. I mean, how can we define it? Are we that team now? Are we that team that is going to get to that AFC title game and actually go head-to-head with the Chiefs and actually take on the Chiefs, actually beat the Chiefs and get in to that, into the Super Bowl? I mean, I'll be honest here, I haven't shaved since the Arizona game, and I'll only shave when the Bills lose. So at the moment, I've got a bit of a superstition going here. Long may it continue, and long may it be February the 8th when I actually, when I do shave. But it's one thing, let's talk about it. Records. I mean, everyone said we gave up too much for Diggs. We gave up a first and a fourth, and I believe a future pick as well, for Diggs. Now, people saying that's too much, it shouldn't be done. But breaking Eric Mould's record, breaking a single season record in receptions and yards, the leading receiver in the NFL this season, and you think we got him for a snip. Yes, look at who went in the first round for the Vikings. They got Justin Jefferson, who who himself had a, has had a good year. But if that was the Bills, would you expect Jefferson to actually make that sort of improvement? What this offense has done and what Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, the Bulls have done, made that playbook, Josh Allen's playbook, put players on there for Josh Allen. I mean, it's so, so good to hear. And I mean, this season, he's 69.1% completion percentage, 4,320 passing yards, and 43 total touchdowns. The marks have only been exceeded once. Once. That was in 2011 by Drew Brees. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, this guy has to be in that MVP race. Yes, you've got Mahomes. He is probably the best quarterback at the moment out there. But you've got guys and Aaron Rodgers. But no one's talking about Josh Allen. How many times are we now going, people going to actually see that what Josh has done over those 3 years and where he is now and where he can be, that he is not up in there in the top two tiers? I mean, this season, in Bill's history, for this season, he's made 378 completions, first in Bill's history, 4,320 pass yards in a season, second, 34 passing touchdowns in a season, first, 69.1% completion percentage, first. This guy is just trajectorying the right way at the right time. And believe me, it is something that everyone would actually would love, would actually see, and what we are actually looking for. I mean, 1,383 yards. Stephon Diggs, how we got out a couple of those, that one, that touchdown where both Patriots actually went to tackle him, is anyone's idea. But you've got a number one wide receiver now who is a diva, apparently. He's a diva. He doesn't like this. He doesn't like that. He moans at everything. Bullshit on that. You've seen what he's done this year. You've seen how he's been with the Bills. He loves it here. He's not a diva. He works for the team. He's got that rapport. This offense, yes, mainly goes through him. But we've got a team now, an offense that can really spread the game, score magnitude of points per game, and get those W's. And in, we always used to say, 12 plus 83 equals 6. Well, I think it's now safe to say 17 plus 14 equals 6. And the Diggs-Allen combination, let it live on for a long time. It's one of those great things that can actually that can happen for these for this Bills, for us, for the franchise going forward. I mean, it's about records. Josh Allen's the only player in NFL history to ever record 4,000 passing yards, 30 plus passing touchdowns, and 8 rushing touchdowns. Put that into context. This season in Gillette Stadium, he's had more, he's had double the amount of touchdowns that Cam Newton has had. I mean, come on. This is a game. This is now Josh Allen. And I'm probably getting sick and tired of me now talking pretty much all about Josh Allen. But it's, and even Stephon Diggs, but you just can't help. I think we could do probably a whole 2 episodes of this offense and what Josh Allen means to this team. But we're going to go on. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about the game. I know if Alex was here, he'd probably be rubbing off loads more stats than me. But the only kind of downside is how slow we get out of the gate. I mean, the run defense is still a weakness for us. I mean, we've gashed a few times by Michelle, by JJ Taylor and all that. It's something that we still need to be worried about. I mean, we managed to rectify it. We managed to do the adjustments at the end of the day. We made the Patriots pass the ball rather than run, and what combined both Newton and Stidham, I think, got like 90 yards passing in the whole game. 140 odd yards rushing, 90 passing. Now, if that's not a suffocation of a defense, then I do not know what is. Yes, people are going to say that Newton's passed it and all that. He still gashed us on a couple of runs, including four, the only Patriots touchdown. But when you've got a defense that's now starting to get into their stride at the right time, everything about this team is a lot better. I mean, we know our strengths, we know our weaknesses, and they know are now getting to adjust their mentality to stop this. I mean, even the Patriots defense had nothing to do to stop Allen or slow him down. He was only hit once the whole time, and that was not even a sack. That was just a hit after he threw the ball. That protection held up so well. And that is a success of this offense. I mean, you've got that pocket. You give Allen 3, 4, 5 seconds of passing time. He will pick and dissect every angle, whether you play pressure, zone, or man coverage. That offensive line gives him that time gives that time to really read this defense, really know where the coverage is, and give his receivers time to make that cut, to get into that break and actually gain four yards. I mean, Bills, yes, they probably need to work a bit more on the run game. I think that's still the one thing that we've said time and time again that's lacking. But the losses that we've had, you've always seen that they've always bounced back. I mean, okay, yes, we had the two losses back to back against the Chiefs and the Titans. But if you exclude the Cardinals with the fluke Hail Mary pass, every day, every week, every game, that's gone stronger. I mean, again, there is talk about us being on the same level as the Chiefs, us being that one, that elite tier, that number 1B to Chiefs 1A. I mean, I'm going to pop it out there on Twitter. Let us know what you think. Are we elite? Are there still a lot of stuff to do? Do you feel confident that if we get through the AFC Championship and we face the Chiefs, that we actually win and progress to that Super Bowl? I mean, my God, if that's the case, I think this whole of Buffalo, most of the UK that are Bills fans, we are going to be celebrating into the middle of the night in regards to that. But I'm trying to think of what else really. The game had everything. The game had Josh Allen threading the needle, trick play. My God. I was actually, Jaquan Johnson had a better completion percentage rate in that game than both Stidham and Newton, and he threw on a fake punt. The balls of McDermott now, and how he's been this season, the aggressiveness. This is what I'm loving about this coaching, that they are now going to go for it. They know that they've got the defense to the sort of spot they want, that they can take these risks on fourth down, on punting situations. And that is what makes a good team. That what makes a good coach. I mean, I'm going off some Alex's notes here. So some of this stuff is my, some of this is Alex's stuff. But he actually wanted to go, would have gone back to his first point, saying it's really tough to analyze the game because we always use these review shows to try and pick the negatives, pick the weaknesses, and pick what we need to do better going forward. But the last few games, yes, some of them have been close wins, some of them being a bit scruffy, some of them have been complete demolitions. But it's essentially showing that we have grown, we have evolved, we have got better at everything. We are actually now in that evolution process, that the trust the process, find a way, those sort of mantras are now coming to the fore. Playoff caliber, that's what we need to be right now. They've had 3 years, they've worked on the defense, they've now got that offense. We go into next season with, yes, probably another hard schedule, but we know we've got this offense now, and if the ball stays, that'll be an added bonus, to be honest, with it. And we can then look to progress even more. I mean, essentially, we're good. We were better than the Patriots this time. We demolished the Patriots. And Alex would say, show over. But, I mean, there is so much, really, that we could talk about. I mean, it's kind of sad that Cole Beasley didn't get that 1,000 receiving yards in a single season. Let's hope that he's actually fit enough to get those 20 odd yards against the Dolphins. We had one touchdown ruled out because of a late timeout called by Belichick. That would have actually made it more comfortable and gave us more of a bragging right on there. We had Tywan Jones, who, if he had caught that, Allen would have broken, or the Bills would have broken the NFL record. It's finally good to see us actually in this position where we're not hiding behind the pillow, hiding under the cover, biting the nails, cursing that their run, incomplete pass and punting, going 3 and outs. It's now the point where we're cheering even the smallest of gains, whether it be through a trick play or anything like that. We've got this offense. We've now got this defense. We've got a team that is now capable of starting a new legacy, going back to the late 80s, the Super Bowl era Bills. This is our time, the Bills' time, to create that legacy. And hopefully this legacy will involve at least one Super Bowl win. I mean, there is a few questions, really, that we can ask. I mean, I asked on Twitter and we got a question, or we got a couple of questions actually, from the same guy, from good old friend of the show, Dave Thorpe. He goes, do we secure the second seed or rest the starters? Do you squish the fish, sweep the division, and get the second seed? We know that we're going to be a team that actually people are going to fear. People will not want to come to Buffalo twice in the cold in January, where there's potentially going to be snow. If Kumo can get the fans into the stadium, the fans, the snow, the wintry conditions, you're not going to want to go to Buffalo on the form they're at and actually come into the Ralph and really look to progress. I mean, if I'm honest, I think we need to keep playing the starters. I don't think there is a chance that you need to risk it. Some people will say, yeah, let's just go for the third seed. You've got to rely on Pittsburgh losing to Cleveland. If they lose and we lose, we're still second seed. But you want to build momentum. And to be honest, injuries, yes, that is going to be an issue. That is going to be a cause for concern on there. But this is what we're going to go about onto the preview show, onto the Miami preview show coming out in the next few days. I mean, we'll talk about more records, how Allen is that close to the season passing record for the Bills. And we will actually discuss, does the number two seed matter? Should we rest the starters? So, Dave, thanks for that question. That is definitely something that you'll hear more about on the preview show. I think for now we enjoy that we've sweeped the Patriots. We're 12-3. My prediction at the beginning of the season, 13-3. So you know I'm going to be asking for the starters to play, get us that big lead, and then actually rest them. I mean, I was pissed off that in a good way. In a good way, I was pissed off that McDermott pulled Diggs and Allen when he did. That I was 5 points away from a championship win against a team that had Alvin Kamara. So that's my little rant over. We should play the starters, and we will discuss this and more in the next show. So keep subscribing, following, and liking us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, at UK underscore Bills. Hit that follow button at RWBB underscore podcast. Hit that follow button. Facebook, search Buffalo Bills UK. Add, join group, answer the, and then get involved. We've got a thread up that allow you onto our group chat. Get involved. It's great. We have a lot of banter. We have lots of chat during games. And also that subscribe button, that nice little subscribe button on YouTube, Buffalo Bills UK on YouTube. Hit it. We will be putting up a lot more stuff in the coming weeks, in the off season, all that. This is our fan group. This is your fan group. This is something that we are all going to build up together. And I hope Alex is enjoying his birthday. Don't forget, wish him a happy birthday. Give him a bit of Bill's love. And for me, Matt, all I will say is thank you for listening. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and let's go Buffalo. Go Bills.
Yeah, not us. You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work, huh?
That's who we are.
Bills on three. One, two, three.